It's time for a change in mindset when it comes to COVID. That's the view of Dr. Brian Betty, who's the Medical Director of the Royal New Zealand College of General Practitioners, and he joins me now. Hi, Brian. What's the problem at the moment, do you think?
Oh, look, I think the situation has changed very rapidly. For the last 2 years, we've dealt with COVID in the sense of Delta, which is a very dangerous disease. We've had an elimination strategy, keep it out of New Zealand. We can't have it in. And I think it's built up quite a fear or anxiety in the community about COVID. However, in the last 4 to 5 weeks, the situation has changed dramatically with Omicron, which is not Delta. It's much more like a common cold, flu-like illness. And I think we need to move into a space very rapidly of thinking we're going to live with this and get back to some sort of normality.
So who's doing the scaring or instilling the fear in people?
I think over the last 2 years, that anxiety, which we see on a daily basis in general practice, has been quite high because of where we've been. And that's perfectly natural in terms of where we've got to with Delta. And I was very supportive of the approach we took. However, now, you know, some of the discourse that we see in the media about healthcare emergencies and things like that, the language I don't think is particularly helpful. We need to be de-escalating this down to get into a position where most of us are just going to have a mild to moderate illness that we're going to get through like any respiratory illness in winter, and we need to be moving on. And perhaps the way we're approaching it at the moment is causing more problems than good, and we may have reached a pivot point with that.
So just to be clear, Brian, do you think the government is ratcheting up fear and unnecessary anxiety?
Look, the government's taken a particular approach up until this point. I think there needs to be an open debate about how we move very rapidly into de-escalating our approach to COVID at this point, move out of it and start to move back into some sort of normality. My real concern is there's other things happening in the system at the moment which COVID is freezing out. We've got influenza coming, which kills about 500 people a year. I'm really worried about the influenza vaccine program. Our childhood immunisation rates have fallen to 76%. And so I'm really worried about measles or whooping cough showing itself up again. And these are actually dangerous conditions that I believe could have the potential to start to be with us again because COVID is dominating our discourse at this point.
What do you think about the numbers of people who are turning up for COVID tests at the moment?
Look, I think we do have a problem there. There's limited capacity in the laboratories. That is very, very obvious. You know, again, I think this is symptomatic of the anxiety people quite justifiably have about the situation at this point. But the bulk of those turning up, or a lot of those turning up, are asymptomatic. And really, that we don't have the capacity to test at those at the moment. But it is a reflection of the anxiety that's in the community at the moment. And I think we need to start to move away from this.
So how is that anxiety translating into everyday life? What are you seeing and hearing?
Well, certainly in practice, if I talk about practice, people are really concerned about COVID and what's actually happening. We're fielding a lot of calls across the country in general practice in terms of people anxious about COVID, what to do, what they need to do if it strikes and happens. And I'm getting a lot of concern back from general practitioners themselves about the huge burden this and pressure this is placing on practices. And actually what's starting to happen is the business as usual, those preventative immunisation programs, preventative cancer screening, looking after chronic disease, are really starting to get compromised. So there's real, real concerns about the ability to maintain service at this point.
So what do you want to hear from the Prime Minister then?
Look, I think obviously the decisions that are made are political decisions for the Prime Minister and Minister Hipkins.
But in terms of messaging, Brian, which is what you're talking about, you're talking about a climate of unnecessary anxiety and fear. Mm-hmm. So what message do you want the Prime Minister putting out there then?
Look, I think we need to start to say that for most people, this will just be a mild disease, that we can cope with this, we can live with it, it is okay. Yes, some people will end up in hospital, we know that's the case, but this is just part of a normal viral illness that we've now got living with us at this point, and we need to take a step back.